From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Last week, South Miami became the first city in Florida to mandate new homes, townhomes, condos, and apartment buildings to have rooftop solar panels. The ordinance also requires current homeowners who chose to enlarge their home by 75% or more, or replace at least three-quarters of it, to add solar panels. Well, South Miami Mayor Philip Stoddard joined WLRN's Tom Hudson Friday to talk about the resolution on the Florida Roundup.
Mayor Stoddard, welcome back to WLRN. Nice to see you again.
Oh, good to be back.
So why make this a requirement, a mandate for new homes?
Let's think about what happens when a new house is built. The first thing the developer does is they come in and they get a tree removal permit. They take out most of the trees. They build their house, and then they come back and plant little trees. We require little trees. By the way, that is a mandate. Everybody accepts that. But when they put in the little trees, we're not getting the same kind of carbon capture and ecological services we got before the big trees were removed. It'll come back in time. In the meanwhile, solar panels provide those carbon services to the planet, to the society, and particularly to those of us here in Florida who are worried about climate change and sea level rise. So when people say, you're taking away my right to choose, I come back and say, what about the right of my daughter to choose to stay in Florida? You know, if you don't cut down carbon emissions, you're taking away the rights of our kids and our grandkids to remain here in the long run.
Is there a carrot approach with the incentives versus the stick approach with the mandate?
Well, we already give a tax break to anybody who gets solar. Because if you're buying your electricity from the utility, you have to pay the utility tax and the franchise fee. Mm-hmm. So when you get solar, we give you a huge tax break right off the bat. So there's your tax break. And as for incentives, we already waive solar permitting fees. The development companies, they're not putting solar in as their default mode of operation. So they're saying, you know, give us a choice. It's a choice to do nothing. And I'm saying nothing is not an acceptable option.
What's the incremental cost increase going to be?
So, of course, it depends on how much solar you put on the house. So under our ordinance, for instance, if I were to knock down my house and rebuild it the same size, I would need to spend $6,000 to meet the solar mandate. Now, I would personally go beyond that because I like to have my entire electric bill covered by the sun. Let's come back to FL Sun. The Green Corridor municipalities chipped in and with our fund, and we hired a great woman named Jody Finver who's running the co-ops here. And these co-ops are open now. But essentially, they're using group pricing to get the best possible prices for our local residents. If you decide, you know, this house is a teardown, I'm going to build a new house. That's when it affects you. You know, it's just a renovation. I'm exempt.
But there is the requirement if it's 75% of the subroof is being replaced.
Yeah.
You need to put in solar panels.
Right. Do you ever turn off, you know, the subroof on your house when you do a re-roofing?
No.
Oh, you might take off a few boards if they're wet or termite ridden. But, you know, you take 75% of your subroof off, most of your house is looking up at the sky.
Right. And there is the allotment here. If a natural disaster requires you to replace your subroof, you are not required to put in solar panels. Is that correct?
That's correct. We figured, you know, after a hurricane, when everybody's just scrambling to get their houses back together, you don't need to give them another complication in terms of trying to find a solar contractor.
Why not extend this to commercial buildings? There's not a lot of those in South Miami, but why preclude them from the mandate?
When Delaney Reynolds and I began looking at this ordinance, what we quickly discovered is that Florida's very strange laws mean that the building owner can't resell electricity to the tenant. And so when you start looking at commercial buildings, you find, and some residential buildings, I might add, you find that the building as a whole is metered and then there's some kind of sub-meterings for the tenants. That gets tricky with solar because you have to have a piece of roof that you can assign to each of the tenants. So we may look at how to do this. It's going to be much more complicated, and I figure it's better to learn to walk before you learn to run.
That was South Miami Mayor Philip Stoddard talking with Tom Hudson on the Florida Roundup. You can hear the full interview at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.